Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
One of those legends joins us now, the great Mickey Spagnola. His visit is brought to you by Ford, the best in Texas. And Mickey, I understand we might have a little bit of an update on Amari Cooper.
Yeah, I was talking to some folks yesterday, and, you know, we don't get to see him much. We don't see him, like, out on the field rehabbing. But I was told that he is ready to go.
Oh!
That he, nice. That he has been running well. That he will be able to get back into practice next week and get ready for the Giants game. So the fact that we haven't seen them, they were just all along saying, okay, this is not that bad, but we want to make sure we do everything we can to have him in tip-top shape or the best it can be for the season opener. So that's one less position the Cowboys have to worry about with all the injuries they're trying to nurse on the offensive line. It looks like he should be ready to go.
I hope our listeners realize how kick-ass the last hour has been. First, Gil Brandt says the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl, kind of implying with or without Zeke, and then Mickey tells us Amari Cooper is ready to go.
He's a big fan of Tony Pollard.
It's like the old veteran football guy whenever he just says it by the number. I tell you, 36 is a pretty good player out there too. But
you know, if you watch practice with him, and it's not like we know he has speed, right? And he's a little bit more powerful than you would think of a guy his size, but he's got this incredible feel for just ending up where the hole opens. It's like he had a run yesterday in practice where he hit in the line and there was nothing there. And the next thing I know, I see him sliding to the right and all of a sudden there's a gaping hole. And so guys that have vision like that, I think could really make up for any physical liabilities they might have, and I think he's just bigger than people think he is.
I'd like to, as we talk about this, I'd like to get your thoughts on this, and I can't remember, I forget who said, I apologize, I think it might have been Fish or it might have been Brad talking about the idea that Pollard's a rookie, but he has a way different football IQ than Weber, for example. We've talked about the fact that it may be a struggle for Weber to make this team.
Right, right.
Is that something you've noticed, Pollard's football IQ?
He picks things up. It seems like he picks things up very seamlessly. And especially the hardest part for those guys to make the transition is not the running. It's knowing when I've got to pick up a blitz or when I'm going out and understanding when you go out in the pass patterns where you need to be. And he's pretty good at that, getting out in the pass patterns or getting out in, you know, if you saw, you know, I know it got called back, but the screen pass Saturday night that he took down to the 2-yard line, 24 yards, boy, he just felt that, and he used his blockers, and it was almost like he's older than he really is. And if you talk to him, you kind of get that same feeling from him. He understands how to answer questions, and he understands how to answer them without saying what he shouldn't say. and that's a skill when you're that age.
I want to go back to your first answer about Pollard. Okay. So he was never an every down guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't that in college. We interviewed him, sat across from him. He didn't sound confident as being an every down guy. But when you watch him, he is bigger than you think he would be. So why couldn't he be, in your opinion?
Yeah, I don't know if at some point when you're not used to doing it, maybe the wear and tear gets to you at some point. But I think 15 touches a game, I think he could do that. Now, you probably don't want to overload him mentally from a rookie standpoint. But after a couple games, hey, who knows? And if that's what it turns out to be. If he has to just be the complimentary back to Zeke and they put him in different situations, not only is that going to help it's going to help Zeke, because teams can't just zero in on him. And I think they're really serious about coming up with some stuff with both of them on the field at the same time. Now, it's probably not thinking Herschel Walker, Tony Dorsett at the same time, but it's what they kind of wanted to do with Lance Dunbar, and they never could keep him healthy.
Right.
And they had been working on that, where, okay, neither one of these is probably blocking for the other, but who's getting the ball and who might go out into the flat, and you're pulling a linebacker out of the middle in run coverage. And has to go out there and cover one of these guys. It's going to be a mismatch, right? Mm-hmm. Either one of them is going to be a mismatch. So it'll be something that I think that they would like to employ, and that was probably something they could have worked on a little bit more in training camp, getting ready for the regular season, had Zeke been there.
And that narrative could absolutely be true, like that he can't carry the full load. We just don't know, and that's what I would like to say is we don't know. If you go look at the first round of the draft, Josh Jacobs of Alabama, who is 5'10", 220, more of your typical running back build, he had like 120 carries was the most he ever had.
Right.
So, and he's going to go be the full guy in Oakland, we expect. So I just think, like, it's interesting. We talk one way about Pollard, but we don't even bring that up with the first running back taken in this year's draft.
Yeah,
so. Yeah,
exactly. And you won't know until you
see
go
it.
See it.
Yeah.
Let's see what you can do. And if, you know, all of a sudden you're dragging, then okay, Alfred Morris, get in there if Zeke's not there.
Sure.
So, you know, the key thing to me is everybody else has got to do what they got to do, mm-hmm. right? You can't sit there and use that as an excuse. Oh, Zeke wasn't here and we can't do that. No, go do what you got to do. And I think you heard Zach Martin kind of saying that yesterday. It's like, we're ready to play. Let's go play. And we've got a nice running back. But if the line does what they're supposed to do, then, you can get by with a rookie running back that's not Ezekiel. Would you like him out there? Yeah, and I don't think in any stretch of the imagination are the Cowboys thinking, okay, we can do this without him. They understand how important Zeke is. There it sounds like, and just listening to Jerry today, he's holding the line.
Yeah.
He's not going to cave here, and so we'll see where this thing goes. I was hoping that, behind the blue curtain when they introduced the offensive player of the year from last year, he comes out and accepts his award
right.
with a signed contract. I don't get the feeling that's going to happen the way they did with Emmett in 1990.
It's amazing how much the tone has changed on the Zeke conversation from the beginning of camp to now and all the ebb and flow of this. But I don't want to lose the irony of what you just said about Zach Martin saying we're going to be ready to go. That's a good sign, right?
If your offensive linemen are comfortable and they're healthy, ready to go, then okay, there should be some holes there, right?
And is Zach healthy?
He's ready to go.
Okay.
That's huge. I think all those guys, they're just making sure, like with Lael Collins, he tweaked his groin, and it was like just the shortest little yellow light that goes off, and it's like, okay, stop, lights up, you're out, we're getting ready for the regular season. And I think that's the way they're looking at that one. Same thing with Tyron, just give him as much rest as he can, get irritated, and then let's go. Because they, of all those positions, and KT brought it up a little while ago, I don't know about the backup offensive tackle Cameron Fleming. And someone once told me, he goes, don't judge him by what it looks like. Judge him by the end result. because it's like his knees don't move the way the rest of our knees move. And sometimes he does. He's strong enough to hold down the fort, but there's other times guys are too quick for him around on the edge, and it was an example of that, not with him, but Tank is in practice yesterday, and they're in one-on-one drills, and they put him up against poor Jake Campos.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was ugliest thing you ever saw. It was almost like Jake was a tombstone, right, because he went right around him. It was like, oh, why did they do that to that poor kid?
I was reading that yesterday in practice. I think David Hellman had this, that the defensive backs were bullying Dak a little bit, meaning the defensive backs were great, and
right.
that I think it ended with a Cheeto pick six, and
yes,
everybody went crazy.
Seven on seven.
Right, and
yeah.
So the DBs have just continued to be fantastic. Maybe they got their best one back in Byron Jones, and I think people are taking Byron for granted. I think he probably got hurt in that New Orleans game last year, and prior to that he was one of the best corners in the entire NFL, and is he back and completely good to go to add to this mix?
You know, they took him off PUP on Monday, and he kind of did what Tank and Crawford did last week, just individual drills and kind of milled around, right? And then yesterday I was figuring, okay, they're going to do that again or they're not going to send him out there. Next thing I know, he was out there in team, and he was working. Now, it wasn't a real physical team period, but he was out there working. So looks like he's ready to go. And that was kind of the plan all along. 2 weeks before the start of the season, let's get him out there. And he was getting antsy. I remember talking to him in training camp, and he was a little frustrated. He wanted to be out there. But he went to the point. He brought in his own guy to work him out from a football standpoint. Like, the trainers do all the physical stuff with him, and he brought in a guy from Dallas and did more football drills off to the side on their own when no one else was on the field. So he'd been working awfully hard, and I think it's starting to pay off because it looks like he's ready to go. And in the meantime, with Anthony Brown and Jordan Lewis, they got so many snaps in different spots, with Anthony playing right corner, Jordan inside, and sometimes Jordan was outside, Anthony Brown's inside, and those guys got a lot of snaps. So to me, they're four deep at cornerback. And then the fifth one, if they keep one, they can take a flyer, maybe a young guy that they want to bring along that doesn't really have to contribute right away.
So you're talking to Mickey Spagnuolo here. We were just talking about, all right, Cheeto ends it with a pick six. We had Gil on before you, and he's saying that Dak is going to go down as one of the all-time great quarterbacks. People are underestimating him. Where do you fall on the spectrum of Dak and his progression and what he can be for this team?
I think he can be awfully good, and I think the only thing you have to remember is how well he played last year in those last eight games. I mean, his quarterback rating over the last eight games was like 103. His completion percentage was 71%. So, and they won 7-1, right? Which is the best statistic. So I think with the addition of Mari Cooper, the ability of them to be able to run the ball, I think he can be awfully good. And I think just the example, all you need to see is the touchdown pass he threw Saturday night. Moving to his left and had enough to get it into a tight spot, because if that passes off, the DB was all over Michael Gallup and that would have knocked it away, and he fit it right where he needed to. And so those are the things he does, and I think he's a real gamer. I think sometimes in practice, and I know veteran quarterbacks would do this over the years, you try things, right? You go, I don't know if I can fit that in, but let me try anyway. Let's see what my capabilities are, and you learn. And sometimes you'll throw a few more interceptions. Now, the one yesterday, he just didn't see Cheeto, and Cheeto was just laying in the woods and came out of nowhere at full speed and caught it on the run, you know. And it's 7-on-7, so there's no offensive lineman to stop him, right, even if they happen to be in the way. But he took it to the house. He celebrated, threw the ball against the wall. it was like the competition, and I don't know if they did this on purpose or not, because sometimes I know the head coach will go to the assistant coaches and go, okay, we got to ramp up the emotion. We got to ramp up the competition. We got to let these guys know that it's not over with yet. We're not done. And I saw in some of the one-on-one drills, The assistant coaches were barking at each other, like the offensive guy and the defensive guy. And Chris Richard loves that stuff. He'll ramp it up in a moment. Yeah. And Gary Brown on the other side. And they'll go back and forth. And so now you got the assistant coaches barking at each other. And that juices up the players. So Jason was trying to remind this team that it was two practices this week, the last two of training camp, but it's not over with yet. And as he said in the press conference, we don't have anything in our back pocket.
All right, Mickey, thank you. The big headline, Amari Cooper good to go?
He should be good to go from all I hear.
Awesome
All right,
stuff.
Guys.
The
all great. Right. See you guys.
Mickey
you,
Spagnola, fantastic stuff.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.